Hi, friends. Every year, more and more schools are providing some kind of summer math practice for their students. And we want to say thank you to the many Principal Matters listeners who have chosen Summer Pops as their summer math resource. For new listeners, Summer Pops are workbooks designed for elementary and middle school students to practice their math over the summer. And after looking over the workbooks myself, I have found Summer Pops to be engaging, easy to use, and content rich. Demand is high this year, so act soon. Visit summerpopsworkbooks.com today. Summer Pops math workbooks are published by Better Learning Education. All workbooks are printed in the USA. Another quick word before we jump into today's show. Principal Matters listeners have been reaching out with interest in being a part of a book study for Jen Schwanke's The Principal's Guide to Conflict Management. And because the interest in the book has been high, we have partnered with ASCD and ISTE to provide a book study on a new platform called Connect. If you'd like to participate in this free opportunity and you're an ASCD or ISTE member, please join us at a live book study to be held Monday, April 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The event will be followed by a Q&A on Tuesday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Both events will occur on Connect. You can find this at connect.iste.org. Simply log on to the Connect platform using the ISTE or ASCD credentials and follow the prompts. If you're not a member and don't wish to participate in this platform, take a look at some of the other offerings on Jen's website at jenschwanke.com, or you can check out the offerings at my website at williamdparker.com. We are excited to partner to provide various levels and formats for professional development, training, and support for leaders like you. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Principal Matters Podcast, Episode 391. Hi, friends. This is Will Parker, host of Principal Matters, the School Leaders Podcast, where each week we bring you inspiring, innovative, and imaginative ideas for your own school leadership. This week, we're going to talk about hiring tips from the field with my special guest, Principal Bo Brannon. Bo Brannon has served as principal of Union High School Freshman Academy in Tulsa, Oklahoma since the summer of 2022. Previously, he served 4 years as its assistant principal. A 2008 Mulder High School alum, he ventured into college football at the University of Tulsa, then pursued his passion for education, earning a bachelor's in middle childhood education from the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, a master's in ed leadership from Arkansas State University, and completed a superintendent certification at Northeastern State University. Bo's education career started at Alma Public Schools, teaching science and coaching football, before moving to Keyes High School, where he was named District Teacher of the Year in 2015. Joining Union Public Schools in 2016, he taught geometry and was part of the state championship football team. Off the field and outside the classroom, Bo is a devoted husband to Caitlin since 2013 and the proud father of two. Bo Brannon, welcome to Principal Matters Podcast. You and I are also just good friends, so I can't wait to have this conversation and introduce you. But why don't you fill in the gaps on that intro and tell listeners something else they may be surprised to know about you?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on the podcast. It's truly an honor as a longtime listener, and obviously I've read your books and share it with anybody who will listen, how helpful it's been for me. It's just an honor to be a part of this story and get to share some of the things that I enjoy with others. So I know that you've mentioned before, a lot of the guests on this podcast are runners, and I feel like now I need to make sure that that's known. I'm also a frequent runner. I run almost every day, sometimes longer than others, but I'm also an active runner, and that's where some of these fun ideas that I'm going to share today come to mind are on those runs. So it's a great time of reflection for me. I also love to listen to audiobooks and podcasts such as this one regarding leadership and school leadership, maybe specifically, and I always want to stay a lifetime learner. But I think you hit the nail on the head with that intro.
Well, Bo, you and I are going to talk about something that we've talked a lot about off the air this year, which is just the strategies principals are engaging in to find high quality team members. Before we do that, and I know this isn't in our notes, but tell us a little bit more about your school and some of the things you're proud of serving at Union High School Freshman Academy.
Yeah, so we at Union, I feel like we try to make sure that every kid has a seat at the table. And that's one of the things that I love at Union is there's just so many programs that we offer here, from an aviation program that we started in year one, a construction program, I think is our fourth or fifth year. We have a program where students can graduate with their associate's degree in hand and 60 hours of coursework after their senior year. We're gonna launch a medical academy here soon. There's just partnerships with Tulsa Tech and Tulsa Community College. There's just so much to offer here in terms of opportunity. We're gonna fire up a drone league that we're gonna start launch statewide here soon. So there's just always something for somebody. And I didn't even mention athletics and fine arts and things like that. So I just love that there's so many opportunities for our kids here, and that we listen to our community and we listen to our students, and we try to provide those opportunities for them in accordance to kind of what they're interested in.
Well, both one of the hallmarks of a strong leader is the way that people talk about you when you're not in the room. And because I live in the Tulsa area, my wife and I several months ago were working with our financial planner, because I own my own business. And so we have a lot of tax conversations. And while we were waiting, the assistant that was managing the reception area asked me what I did. And I told her, and she told me, "Oh my gosh, my son goes to Union High School Freshman Academy, and we love Mr. Brannon." And so she was just talking about how much, as a community member, they admire the work that's going on at that school and admire the work that you're doing. And with that in mind, there's not a principal listening here that doesn't know the dynamics of being both loved and having people angry at you at the same time in leadership. But one of the goals of building a good team is finding people, educators who can share the same values and visions and mission that you have for your school. And we're releasing this episode in the spring because it is hiring season, and principals across the U.S. are struggling to find strong candidates for openings. So one of the reasons I invited you here is because you've been sharing ideas with other teammates and other principals across Union. Then I ask you to bring this conversation to Principal Matters listeners. What are some of the strategies that you've been using to recruit new team members?
Sure. So I've been pretty lucky to get to share this with some of my colleagues. I've shared it a few different times with the elementary principal group here at Union, and the secondary principal group, and then all the assistant principals district-wide a third time. And so, there's a lot of these things are going to be common sense, but I feel like sharing this is going to be something that hopefully somebody can take, even if it's just one thing. But I've come up with five things that have really helped me. And so I'll just kind of give a quick brief overview, because I could talk on it for hours. So I will try to trim it down the best I can. But number one, I call it the chart. So this is probably what initiated a lot of these things. I have a chart that I keep in an Excel document, and I have categories based on different subject areas, from electives to all the core subject areas and potential prospects, potential hires. And in this chart, you're going to have names that are interns district-wide from different universities. Luckily here, we have really good partnerships with NSU, Northeastern State University, ORU, Oral Roberts, and then we have OSU Tulsa, and we host interns all the time. And not only will I record interns in this spreadsheet from my building, but also interns from all the other sites here as well. And so I'll keep that chart. And then when somebody gives me a call or shoots me an email and says, "Hey, my cousin is interested in getting to education. They've got a biology degree." I immediately think, "Oh my gosh, biology teachers, those are unicorns." I was like, "Yes, give me their name, give me their number." Or when I run into somebody at the gas station, this literally happened just last weekend. And she goes, "Hey, you coach my son, and he's got a biology degree. He's looking to get into education." Sure, absolutely. Let me put him in my chart. And so you just start kind of acquiring all these different names over time, using your existing network, using your interns, and things like that. So you build this up, and I always try to have 2, 3, 4 prospects in each category. And so I always have options. And oftentimes these are not in our applicant database. And more often they're not, more times than not, they're not in our applicant database. And so I feel like I get a leg up on the competition if I can just keep a recording of all these names, and then people on staff that share friends or cousins or my little sister. I just hired somebody's little sister. I've got lots of siblings in the building. And so that happens all the time. And so chart is, I think, one of the things that has helped me out. And I'll do highlighting if they're an intern, or yellow if they're a referral, personal referral, and a different color if they're in our database. And so the chart has really helped me stay organized and keep a list, because in September, when you hear, hey, my Uncle Johnny, you know, is interested in teaching. He teaches over at this other public school and is interested in making a move. He's heard all the great things about Union. Okay, so in September, I'll record it. So that way I don't have to think about it, you know, in May and try to remember now who told me their uncle taught science at X public school. And it's been helpful for me. Mm-hmm. The second one real quick, and I've kind of already alluded to it, I call it the network. And so this year we had a couple of Spanish openings. And so I go to my other Spanish team members. I go to other teachers in the building that I know that are connected in certain sectors of the community. And I'm like, hey, do you have anybody who is interested in teaching Spanish? Do you know anybody who's interested in teaching Spanish? And I come up with a handful of different names. And then, you know, I'll give them a call and I'll put them on the spreadsheet. I can't tell you how many teachers I've hired from just somebody that knows in your building. There's always somebody in the building that knows somebody. And so if you advertise your openings to your staff, and especially a staff this big, I've got about 125 employees in my building. Out of those 125, everybody knows somebody. So you can record those names and you'll always have some of those prospects. So just using your existing network, I can give you another quick example. We had an opening come. I knew it was coming in the middle of the year eventually. And so I was already putting some feelers out there. And I was talking with a teacher at our high school, and she says, hey, my little sister, she's working at a pharmacy right now, but she's already passed her test to become a teacher, and she wants to get into education. And this is the area that you need. And I was like, home run, you know? And so I kept her on the chart till I knew this opening was coming, and we had a nice smooth transition with no substitute teachers involved. And so just keeping that network and using that network. The third thing, again, I've kind of alluded to it, is the university partnership. And so if I'm anticipating an opening next fall, if a teacher's told me, hey, we're going to relocate, or hey, this is going to be my last year, hey, I'm retiring, then when October, November rolls around, I'm reaching out to NSU, ORU, OSU Tulsa, and I'm saying, hey, do you have any prospective interns in math? Do you have any prospective interns in English? I'd love to bring them on here in the spring and let them intern and get to know our kids and our policies and procedures, so that way I can get them lined up for a job in August. And so that's something that I'll do all the time. And then, you know, I've gotten to build a really strong relationship with NSU. And so they've asked me to be on a principal panel to give their graduates some interview tips and resume tips. And so that's something I'm happy to go and share with all those graduates and get to know them. And I've taken them lunch. Me and our HR director, we went together to NSU and we took them all lunch before the job fair and kind of try to get in with them ahead of time. And so those are just opportunities that we find to be really fruitful, you know, with just partnering with those universities and getting all the interns. You know, I tell them, give me all your interns. I'll take every one of them. And then the fourth thing is making the cold call. I call it the cold call. So I'll get into our applicant database, and I've recently hired several people that did not apply for a position that I have. So I will call and say, hey, I noticed you applied for executive administrative assistant at our central office, but I have a building secretary position or an attendance secretary position. I would love to share with you a little bit more about our building and our mission and who we are, and engage their interest in that. So making the cold call. Last year, here's a quick example. One of our best teachers in the building now, she actually applied for a college and career specialist position at our high school. We have a CCC, College and Career Center, at the high school, and they always have great applicants there. And this lady had a master's degree. She already had some teaching experience, and she did not apply for a teaching position. It was a college and career specialist. So I said, why not? Let me just make the call. So I made the call and I said, hey, let me tell you about this position. It's called ALA, Academic Language Acquisition. You've probably never heard of it. You know, you didn't apply for this teaching position, but I'd love to share with you about our mission and who we are. If you're wanting to get back into education and get your foot in the door, I would love to sit down and visit with you. And lo and behold, she said, I don't know what ALA is, but I love your mission and I would love to sit down and talk with you. And now she's one of the best teachers that we have in the building. You know, and another quick, this is a funny one here. We had a field trip with our special ed group. They were going to a local Tulsa Drillers game. And so they load the bus and they get to the Tulsa Drillers, and the bus driver, I guess, just fell in love with our team and with our kids and said, hey, I would love to just be full-time a paraprofessional with you guys and work with your kids and work with your team. Can you give me your principal's number? Or maybe they said, hey, that sounds awesome. Let me give you our principal's number. However that happened, she calls and I don't answer. I was busy. She left a voicemail. And so I heard the voicemail and she says, hey, I just drove your special ed team to the Tulsa Drillers game and I love them. I would love to come work in your building and work along that team. Can you give me a call back? I'm thinking, score. Let's put her in the chart. So I make the phone call and she says, hello. And I say, hey, this is Bo Brandon, principal at the Union High School Freshman Academy. I'm so happy to hear that you're interested in this position. We have such a great team and camaraderie. Here's our mission. And we want people on a mission trip every day, yada, yada, yada. Give her the sales pitch. And the lady finally, she stops me. She says, sir, I work in a call center, but this sounds awesome. And I would love to join your team as well. And I said, that is fantastic. I said, I'm so sorry. I must have called the wrong number. I said, what is your name? She gives me her name. And I coached one of her relatives. And so we immediately had that connection. So I added her to the chart. And so now I come to get all these names in this chart. And so it really helps me to fill these openings. So just making the cold call, you never know what you're going to get. You might get 1 out of 5, but you can fill openings making the cold call. And then the last one is just real brief. I call it the development. And so we have in the last 6 years I've been here at the Freshman Academy, we have hired 9 of our paraprofessionals into certified teaching positions. And that's one of my favorite things is to hire paras that want to become teachers. And I'll work with their schedule to make sure they can get to whatever class they need to get to. And they learn our culture. They learn our building, help them get through the SPED boot camp. If they're on our SPED team, whatever it takes. I've gotten 9 teachers added just from paraprofessionals. So developing your own is certainly critical. So those 5 things are instrumental in helping me fill openings.
Let's take a moment to thank our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Why is IXL used in 95 of the top 100 U.S. school districts? Because it works. IXL is research proven to benefit all student populations, including English language learners and special education classrooms. IXL is an all-inclusive online learning and teaching solution for K-12 that accelerates achievement, saves teachers time, and more. This one platform helps you accomplish what normally would require dozens of other tools. For example, as students practice skills, IXL automatically differentiates learning to help them master concepts at their own pace. Teachers get real-time insights into how students are performing so they can provide timely support. What I personally love about IXL are the personalized SAT and ACT study plans. Students just need to enter their most recent test score, and IXL automatically generates a custom list of skills they should work on to improve their scores. Discover what IXL can do for your school. Visit IXL.com/PM today. Are you ready for a tool that can help you elevate engagement and foster a culture of care and connection within your organization while also saving you time? Introducing Libra, your gateway to turning those culture-building insights into action. Discover how Libra transforms the way you engage with your team. Imagine integrating all your engagement efforts with platforms like Outlook or Gmail into one seamless experience. With Libra, you focus on people, not software. Celebrate the achievements that make your team unique, from personal milestones to professional accomplishments. Ensure you and your team have the means to meet their connection goals, fostering a workplace where everyone feels valued and understood. Don't let another day pass where engagement is just another item on your to-do list. With Libra, embark on a journey to increase efficiency, improve engagement, and cultivate a caring workplace. Ready to see the difference? Request a demo today at LibraHQ.com. That's LibraHQ.com, and take the first steps towards a workplace where everyone feels connected and cared for. Libra, where engagement meets genuine care. Oh my gosh, Bo, thank you for that. So just a quick review for Principal Matters listeners, because I love to summarize and think out loud. So number one is the chart that you keep where you have any person that you're running into, whether it's an intern or someone else that you've met that you're identifying as a potential prospect for your team. You keep that chart updated all the time, adding people in anytime you meet someone in a personal interaction or through the interns that you guys have in your buildings. Number two is the network. So you are reaching out to friends who may be doing the thing that you're looking to find and saying, who do you know that also does what you do? Because I would love to expand that network. Three is those university partnerships where you're reaching out to the universities that assign interns and just saying, bring them here. We want them at our place. And you build those relationships and you attend their job fairs. Four is making those cold calls, which I love, just reaching out to people who may have applied for positions not in your building or in interest areas that aren't an exact fit, but you could see that they're curious enough about your school district that maybe you are the right fit for them. And then five is developing those people in your building who maybe don't have the degree or the credential yet, but by partnering with them and encouraging them to finish that degree, then you can help place them right into that position where they've been developed and they're already a part of that school community. Wow, Bo, those are so rich. Before I ask the next question, I know you have some other thoughts you wanted to add as I summarize that.
Yeah, so I probably left this part out. One of the parts with the network is I tell the teachers, if you find me somebody, there's a finder's fee. I'm at least going to buy you lunch or buy you a coffee. And so I will advertise that. And lo and behold, you know, a teacher will walk up and say, hey, my friend, and I love to get the recent grads, the first and second year teachers. Hey, did you graduate with somebody in your math program that's teaching at, you know, Claremore and or Catoosa or wherever? And they're not really happy. It's not really what they thought. And they want to come here. And that happens all the time, too. So, yeah, I try to incentivize a finder's fee, I guess.
All right. So let's talk about, because hiring is more than just fresh new members. Hiring is also developing the team members that you have so they stay with you. And there's no guarantee because people always have family changes, career changes, location changes. And so no school is without some movement. But let's sit here for a few minutes, Bo, and talk about, as an experienced admin, you've been in the same place for 6 years. What are some of the ways that you all are developing your staff and team members so that you have the highest potential of holding on to them?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of the second part of the presentation I've shared with different colleagues and things. And so, you know, a lot of these things, again, are probably common sense, but if you pick up something from it, you know, that's the main thing. So I'm just going to share some of the things that we do and that's important to us that are pretty easy to implement. So, you know, first, let me just say our goal every year is 90% retention of all of our effective teachers. And so we have, for the most part, been right at that mark every year, and I'm pretty proud of that. But some of the things that we do this year in particular, I have set up, instead of supervising lunch, I've tried to make sure that lunches are covered supervision-wise with our students to free me up on Wednesdays to go have lunch with a different department every week. In a school this big, you know, we have 1,250 students here at the Freshman Academy. So I have to be intentional in getting to know these teachers on a deeper level and knowing, hey, how's your kid doing at TU, at Tulsa, you know, at the University of Tulsa here? Or, hey, how's your kid's ball game last night? Or they got this performance coming up, or whatever the case is, you know, hey, you've got Thunder season tickets, whatever connection you can make with the staff and just having lunch with them. And the first few times it's a little bit awkward because, like, hey, I never just sit here and have lunch with the principal, but now it's just like, I hear ideas, I hear concerns that I can address. I get to know them on a personal level. They're more comfortable and find me more approachable, which is obviously a big important thing. So having lunch with different departments is one thing. We also have compliment notebooks, which is so easy to implement. Go get you a couple of notebooks, write something nice about a colleague, stick it in their mailbox. They read what was written about them, and then they write something nice about another colleague and put it in their mailbox. And then what ends up happening is you'll catch people and they'll be looking back at all these other nice things. And those are those little dopamine hits, the heart or the thumbs up that you see on Facebook or whatever social media that people are addicted to. We want them addicted to seeing these compliments and the great things that are happening here at our school. So compliment notebooks take zero effort, but I think it pays off dividends when people are able to read nice things about themselves and pass it on and be reflective about their colleagues. At the most recent faculty meeting, we handed out a few postcards about what's great about one of the students in your class. And so I had all the faculty members take at least two, and if they wanted more, they could take them. But write something nice about one of the kids in your class. Surely there are two kids in your class that you can think of something nice to say, and let's send this home to the parents and make sure that they're sticking it on their fridge. A fourth thing that we do is what we call pass the or, and the or is something that I got from my mentor and former principal here when I was an assistant, is Dr. Kenny Moore. He had this or, and his big deal was, hey, let's row the boat. Get in the boat and row with us. Who is rowing the boat right now? And let's recognize them. And so we have this big or, and it has the U symbol on it for union. And each week you have to honor somebody or recognize somebody from a different department than your own, and recognize the work that they're doing here at the school, and kind of say something nice about them and pass that on. And that's how we kick off every faculty meeting here. Another thing is just have some fun. When I was a teacher, if the kids weren't having fun, I knew they weren't going to learn. And so, you know, this shouldn't be just a great place for students. It should be a great place for teachers and support staff as well. And so some of the things, like our biology wing, there's storage closets in between the biology rooms. And so I'll go into one teacher's room and then sneak through the back storage closet and try to jump out and scare a teacher in front of their kids in the middle of class, or in the office staff. You know, if there's no parents in the front lobby, if it gets kind of quiet in the main office area, I keep an air horn in my desk and I'll go out and blow the air horn and just wake everybody up and scare them and get some laughs from that. We have like a fake rat and a fake snake and a fake spider, and we'll place that all around office staff, just trying to make ways to have a fun environment around here. We also do Name That Song each week. So I'll buy two or three dozen donuts. We've developed a partnership now because we buy our faculty meeting donuts from the donut shop local here. And so they started sponsoring each month. We do Name That Song. And so I will play a different song over the intercom. And then I will ask them, okay, you're going to call this extension this week, and we're going to take the fifth caller with the correct song and artist. And then we're going to deliver donuts for your class. And at first the teachers were like, what is this? And now they love it. And the kids love it. And I try to pick a different song or a different genre every week. We have a yearbook week where we have like different photo booths set up around the commons at lunch, and kids can take pictures and make dress up days. And so yearbook week's been really fun for us. Occasionally we'll play music during passing period, like maybe around holiday time, or when I was at the high school, I used to teach there. We would play music on Fridays on game day and things like that. So that's fun. And then specifically, like with our leadership team, we have leadership retreats. And then each month or two, we try to do a family dinner. We call it a family dinner because with so many different departments, like the English department has a lounge, and the history has a lounge, and our math department has a lounge, and our science team has a lounge, and our Spanish team has a lounge. And so how can we get everyone together? And so when we have a virtual day or a PD day, I'll try to grill hot dogs for the staff. Each year we have a chili cook-off. So if you come into our main lobby at the Freshman Academy, we have our Teacher of the Year plaque. And then right below our Teacher of the Year plaque is our chili cook-off winner plaque. And so that's a big deal that we have each year too. And then we'll do a turkey fry. We'll do a shrimp boil in the springtime. So just ways that we can bring people together over food. That's something that's important to me. But so those are just a few of the things, like just creating connection at the end of the day. And I think that starts from day one in the hiring process when you're doing a new teacher orientation and just trying to create that connection with them and foster success, make them feel comfortable. We have each month, we have some PD opportunities for our new teachers, and we have different teacher leaders around the building. We'll share what they're an expert and passionate about with the new teachers.
Bo, what I love about that, and by the way, Principal Manners listeners, you just got the last 7 or 10 minutes of some of the best PD that you might get all spring long. So just rewind and take notes, because you're doing some of these things in your school, but there's some things in there, Bo, that I know people are going to want to take and use with their staff. And I just have to say this. I realize, and so do you, that principals have very little control over things like state policies or salary schedules, and you have very little control over things like pay and benefits for educators, but you do have control over how you support your people. And sometimes I'll see some pushback on social media and other places that I'm tired of, you know, being told to give donuts to my staff when really what they need is more pay. And I agree. I wish every principal could pay them more. But at the same time, I just want to bring this full circle and remind listeners that you are a leader that's been in a building now for 6 years, and you guys are on average seeing 90% retention of your staff from year to year. And that doesn't happen by chance. And so the intentional small things matter. And you're doing so many small things that are mattering, from your lunches to your compliment notebooks to your postcards to your just having fun to the harmless pranks, the name the songs, the family dinners. All of those things are the small things where you are connecting over and over again, building relationships with your staff so that it's a place where they want to come. What else do you want to add to that, Bo, when it comes to creating those kinds of connections?
Well, and you kind of mentioned it, you know, that we can't increase pay and benefits sometimes in the state like we would like to. And Oklahoma certainly is pretty well known for the lack of resources that we have for our teachers here. And so I think that at the end of the day, you have to make sure that you sell the mission. And it doesn't matter who we're hiring, be it a teacher or a support staff or a nurse or a counselor. When we sit at the interview table with them, we steal John Gordon's line. He's my favorite author. We say, you don't have to be on a mission trip to be on a mission. And we all know that we're not in this to get rich. No teacher ever got into education because they wanted to get rich. They get into it because somebody had a lasting and profound impact on their life, and they want to pay it forward, and they want to make his students tomorrow better than they're today. And if we can get people that have that world view and that mission, then we tell them, get in the boat and row with us. You know, you can have the best mission statement in the world, but if our people are not on a mission, it's all for nothing. And so we sell that mission every day. And I think that that's a big thing, is when you're at the hiring table, when you find somebody that realizes this is bigger than me and I'm here on a mission, then some of those external benefits, such as pay and the healthcare benefits and things like that, which union has an abundance of, but that's not the reason why we get into it. And I think if you find people with that mentality, your chances of retaining them and making an impact on your kids and community are all going to go up.
I love that, Bo. I know we're going to wrap this up soon, so I want to ask you just a couple of more questions. If you're talking to a new leader about finding and retaining team members, because sometimes, and you and I know this, the longer that you're in a position and the more time you have to add team members, the more cohesiveness there is around that vision and that mission. And pretty soon you feel this the momentum builds, where the majority of the people in your building are all going the same direction. For newer leaders, that can seem overwhelming. So what additional advice would you give them, even as they're stepping into a place where maybe they're starting from scratch?
Yeah, absolutely. At the end of the day, I mean, I have my own personal mission statement, right? And so, and that's something I do with all of our new teachers. And I think finding out who you are and what your own why is and what your own mission is step one for any leader. And I think that that's critical to centering yourself at the beginning of each day, at the beginning of each school year, is knowing what your own personal why and your own personal mission statement is. And then I think secondly is just to love, care, and serve. Love, care, and serve. That's something that I write. I have a note card that I keep in my padfolio when I meet with a teacher, when I meet with a parent, anytime I'm having a critical conversation with a student or any other stakeholder, I have my personal mission statement. And then right below that, love, care, and serve. And as a person of faith, like, I know that I have to be a light to everyone that I come in contact with and make their tomorrow better than their today and leave a lasting impact on them. And I love the Maya Angelou quote, people won't remember what you say, people won't remember what you do, but they'll always remember how you make them feel. And I think that keeping that at the forefront of what we do is important.
Oh my gosh, there's just so much wisdom in that, Bo. So thank you for that. Love, care, and serve. And I love that quote from Maya Angelou. This has been so rich. And I want listeners who are listening to this conversation who would, and obviously I'm going to place so much of this conversation in our show notes, but there's going to be listeners who may want to reach out to you personally. So I want you to be able to share how listeners can stay connected with you, but then also any parting words or thoughts, Bo, as we wrap up. And as a longtime principal managers listener, I just so appreciate just how you embody so many things that we talk about on this show week to week to week. So thank you for your leadership. But what are some parting words of advice, and how can people stay connected with you?
Yeah. So first, staying connected with me, I'm on Twitter or X, whatever it is nowadays. It's at Bo, BEAU underscore Brannon, BRANNON. Not super active on there, but I'm happy to communicate there at any time. I'm also on LinkedIn. And then my personal email address is BoBrannon@yahoo.com. So happy to connect with anybody that wants to reach out and come and share some of this in a little more detail if I need. But, you know, parting words, I think, is just it's kind of what I mentioned before. Just keep your mission at the forefront. Don't be afraid to ask questions to others. It's important that we don't think we have it all figured out, and we stay lifelong learners. And, you know, you may not remember and retain everything you read or that you listen to, but if you just listen to it consistently over and over again, you're going to internalize some of those core principles and some of those core values. And that's just going to be who you are. And at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, Bo Brannon, Union High School Freshman Academy principal in Tulsa, Oklahoma, thank you so much for the work that you're doing serving students in your community every single day. And Principal Matters listeners, reach out to Bo if you want to know more, or I'm just going to say this on his behalf, if you want to email him and invite him into a Zoom so you can see some of the examples of things that he's presented. I know Bo is a champion of sharing ideas, which is why I brought him on to this conversation today. So Bo, thank you. And Principal Matters listeners, thank you for doing what matters. We'll talk to you again soon. Find free resources like this one at williamdparker.com. Subscribe for our free weekly newsletter, which contains bonus material, and also check out the links for Grow Academies, Masterminds, Executive Coaching, and Keynote Presentations for my books, as well as for Principal Matters Associates. You can find out more under our speakers tab at williamdparker.com. Thank you for learning together, and thank you for doing what matters.